T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Illinois now has just over 1,600 new cases of coronavirus disease, and that includes 57 additional deaths. WBBM's Jennifer Kuiper joins us live with the latest.
Rachel, the Illinois Department of Public Health says with more than 1,600 new cases of COVID-19, that pushes the state's total to 77,741 cases and just over 3,400 deaths. Over the latest 24-hour period, labs have processed over 13,600 specimens. Asked about some children presenting with an illness possibly tied to COVID-19, Governor Pritzker tells CNN,
"We just put together a group within our Department of Public Health to track these cases and, of course, to bring in folks who can help us answer the question, how do we protect children from this? What is causing this particular strain? Is it really coronavirus?"
COVID-19 is now reported in 98 of Illinois' 102 counties. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Anderson's bookshops in the west suburbs will be able to stay open for the foreseeable future thanks to an online fundraiser.
A GoFundMe page they started last month has reportedly brought in more than $84,000. On that page, Anderson said, after fending off recessions and competition from big bookstores for more than 60 years, coronavirus was presenting a tremendous threat to their business. Anderson says locations in downtown Naperville, Downers Grove, LaGrange, and a bookstore, a book fair division in Aurora, for now, they remain in business. Dave Berner, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
We are committed to bringing you instant updates on the coronavirus spread in Illinois as information comes in, and we've compiled all our reporting on COVID-19 online at WBBMNewsRadio.com/coronavirus. Police in Naperville arrested two suspects in an armed robbery this morning and are now looking for a third.
Police describe the woman they're looking for as between 18 and 22 years old, white, about 5'6", thin, with pink eyelashes. Officers believe she was with two men who held a woman at gunpoint in a motel room at around 4:20 a.m. as they went through her belongings. The victim tells police she knows one of the men. The department says they were picked up near the motel, which is on Naperville-Wheaton Road. The victim was treated at the scene for minor injuries. Naperville police want anyone with information to call them. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.
It's been a busy Mother's Day for state police in northwest Indiana. Indiana State Police say last night a trooper observed a maroon Buick traveling at 114 miles per hour on I-80-94. The trooper stopped the vehicle and the driver later failed a sobriety test. This morning, a trooper saw a Chevrolet Cruze traveling at 112 miles per hour on I-80-94. This was eastbound near Kennedy Avenue. The trooper pursued the car, which then exited and crashed into a light pole. The driver ran off and was then tasered during a confrontation. Also around 3:30 this morning, a car struck the center median on I-80-94. This was near Burr Street. A 29-year-old Merrillville woman in the car was killed. Authorities say a baby, toddler, and three others have been killed in a suburban St. Louis crash. This was just across the border from Illinois. The Missouri State Highway Patrol says a 22-year-old man was behind the wheel of an SUV when he went off the side of a road and overcorrected yesterday afternoon. He then drove into oncoming traffic and struck a cargo van before overturning. The crash killed the man, a 22-year-old woman, along with the baby, a toddler, and a 16-year-old.
89.9 FM.
Many Indiana voters have shifted to casting ballots days or weeks ahead of Election Day rather than standing in line at their polling site. And the coronavirus outbreak is causing what could become an even bigger shift toward mail-in ballots for Indiana's upcoming primary election that's now been delayed until June 2nd. More than 200,000 Indiana voters have so far requested mail-in ballots.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.